I, God, have your back, Tennessee fans.
This is so uncomfortable.
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
God, why are you calling this show?
Because I care. You're good people.
Thank you, God. All these media people keep acting like we're the devil. You know the devil. We're not him.
They're all in Gainesville. Anyway, thanks for the time today. Love the show. Again, longtime listener.
On 1340 WKGN.
John Curry is an atheist.
Hour three kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour three headlines. Draven.
So we got the rumors swirling coming in here with Urban Meyer to the Jaguars. It's looking almost official and an interesting name to bring on his staff as possibly a defense coordinator maybe is Charlie Strong. How about that? Former Texas and Louisville head coach. Spent this season on the Alabama staff, of course. So there you go. There's another coach that goes through the Alabama rehab, and now he looks like he might be getting an NFL job with Urban Meyer. So that's okay. One that's kind of been the first name linked to Urban Meyer's staff if he does, in fact, take the Jacksonville job. So there you go. What do you think, Charlie Strong, making another run at it? He's never coached in the NFL, has he? Or has he?
Good question.
Kind of want to say maybe been like an assistant briefly, somewhere. Yeah.
I will say that, I feel like his days in college are gone.
Yeah, could say to say the least on that one. I didn't even realize he was coaching on Alabama's staff.
Yeah, just as an analyst.
Right.
Nope, never been in the NFL before.
Interesting.
Now, what do they say? What position? Like,
he's already on Wikipedia listed.
Yeah, surely they're not going to like bring him on as like coordinator.
No, I would say probably not. Okay. But that is fine. Again the first name that's kind of been rumored to join
like
the
a
staff.
Linebacker
so.
Coach or something.
Yeah. Which is interesting. And then kind of breaking news here. Not really breaking. We've already talked about it, but it appears that pictures are coming in. Urban Meyer just touched down in Jacksonville on a plane and showing him getting off the plane, getting into the car, and Jacksonville fans are kind of freaking out. So, yeah, looks like things may become official here in a little bit. Maybe the deal could be getting done. So keep eyes on that. But, man, still so crazy. Urban Meyer coming to the NFL. Pretty okay. Wild. But, yeah, touchdown in Jacksonville, so could get a deal done today. And Charlie Strong bringing on as a defensive guy. Let's move on to the playoff games. Forget about the offseason for a second. Ravens talking about stopping Josh Allen. They said they're not going to back down from the blitz, which is interesting. Ravens known as one of the more teams to blitz the most here in the NFL. And defensive coordinator Don Martindale said he knows that there's going to be pressure. That's for sure. He said that's who we are. That's what we've done. Do you think it's a good approach to stop Josh Allen? Just bring in the blitz, bring in the heat. One-on-ones against Stephon Diggs?
My problem, like the Ravens will sort of face, I don't know, it's kind of opposite. I was going to say the Ravens will sort of face what happens when you blitz them. Like when the Titans blitz Adoree Jackson, he couldn't take down Lamar Jackson. He got outran. No. When you blitz Josh Allen, like usually those smart guys can actually tackle Josh Allen. Like he can get away from him too.
Yeah.
You have to be able to get pressure with four. And like if Baltimore's going to be blitzing all day, then I think Josh Allen's going to pick him apart. Like Josh Allen's good. Like he's accurate now. I don't think.
And do we really trust Marlon Humphrey to guard Stephon Diggs one-on-one?
No, not really.
I mean, that's kind of what you're doing. What you're putting Mark on these Spears? Guys on an island. So, but the Ravens, like you said, they do blitz a lot. They do it pretty well. So that'll be something to look at. Man, is that the most exciting game of the weekend?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Two good young exciting quarterbacks.
Two fun offenses too.
And yeah, I mean, the Bills are America's bandwagon team right now.
And speaking of the Ravens, going to the offensive side, their offensive coordinator Greg Roman did say that the offense is more equipped this season than last year and the year before, I guess, to win in the playoffs, saying our maturity and the experience we've acquired has gotten us to this point, saying that if we keep working at the directory, it'll serve us well in the playoffs and those different types of ball games you encounter in the playoffs. So would you agree that the Ravens, despite still kind of taken a step back when it comes to throwing the football compared to last year. Do you still think the Ravens' offense is better than last season? You think Lamar Jackson better than last season with after getting a playoff win?
I don't know.
That's tough. That's a tough.
Yeah, I mean, their offense did the same thing last year in terms of beating up on bad teams. Like,
right.
Lamar, the Ravens' offense didn't look good in the playoff game against the Titans. Like,
that's what I was going to say.
But there was just a couple moments where Lamar reminds you, like, I'm the best player on the field. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to take this run, and you're not going to be able to stop me. Like, that touchdown he had before half, like, that was just Lamar being the best player on the field. That, you know, game-breaking, that the game-ending second down run. Just, yep. I'm faster than you. Like, I'm going to get in the middle of the field. And, you know, they scored 20 points, though. So, like, I'm not going to say their offense is better or worse. Their defense just came up clutch. Like, if the Titans scored 27 points or 30-something points against the Ravens, they would have won.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was going to say. I was like, you want to say the offense is better because they did finally get over that playoff hump. So, you're like, oh, they didn't shut them down. But like you said, they didn't actually perform any better than –
Like if the Titans would have won, it would have been like, oh wait, the Ravens only scored 20 points against that Titans defense. Like
exactly, yep.
We'll see against Buffalo, but like I mean, you know, if maybe some numbers say they are. I don't know. Lamar might feel like they are.
Yeah.
Maybe he feels more confident, but I mean, like I don't know.
Yeah, that defense and ball control is winning in the game.
I will say, like, they have started finally getting the ball to Hollywood Brown. He's starting to catch it.
It has gotten him involved the last few weeks pretty well.
Yeah, since that Cleveland game. Yeah, like since he busted that one against Cleveland, like he's been pretty good since then. So, I will say at least now they got that going. But no, I don't know, man.
Still not where you think it could like possibly be.
Right.
They don't have a championship level offense. They got championship level defense. But I would still be surprised if the Ravens won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, I would be surprised if the Ravens made the Super Bowl. Like, I don't think they have enough offense to beat the Bills or the Chiefs. Like, I think the Bills win this weekend, but. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Speaking of the other matchup, the Browns and the Chiefs, do you guys remember the last time that Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes faced off?
Yes, there was a lot of points.
A lot of points. We had that Texas Tech and Oklahoma shootout. I mean, yeah, kind of just an absolute crazy game. Oklahoma beat them 66-59, and the stats were just absolutely nuts. Mahomes had 734 yards passing in that game and had 5 touchdowns. Mayfield had 7 touchdowns, 545 yards. And Mayfield, kind of talking about that game, said, yeah, it was fun, one of the most kind of unbelievable games he's been part of, unbelievable atmosphere, back and forth. He said we had to keep scoring every single drive in the second half to win that game. And he did say, I thought this was interesting, you know, he said, Mahomes, it's always been fun trying to keep up with that guy, trying to kind of match him. It was in college, and now he said it's kind of been moved to the NFL as well, trying to keep up with Patrick Mahomes. So how do you expect this matchup to go, John? I mean, Mahomes and Mayfield, is it going to be a – do we get another shootout, 700 passing yards?
No, I would imagine that the Browns are going to be trying to run the clock out.
Yeah,
you think that's the approach to beat the Chiefs? The one time they lost was the Raiders, and the Raiders were not trying to control the ball. They were slinging it down the field.
Yeah, but the times they lost last year, that was the way to beat them. Like when the Chiefs and Texans kind of just took small plays and just kept the clock moving.
Yeah. Are you all concerned about the Chiefs? They just
I think the Browns
have been playing the close games.
I mean, like, if you told me the Browns beat them, I wouldn't be shocked. Like, I'm not picking the Browns, but like I wouldn't be shocked just because the Chiefs are playing people close, and like Cleveland can run the ball, and they do have Myles Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
But also wouldn't be shocked if Kansas City is like, okay, it's playoff time and we're going to go on like a 51-7 run like we did against Houston last year.
Yeah.
We fell down 24-0, then it was like 51-7 the rest of the way. So that wouldn't surprise me either.
Mm.
And like the Chiefs could look good this week and then struggle next week. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what to make of them. I'm just going to keep assuming they're going to win until they don't, though.
That is true. Hard to doubt them. They're the defending champs, but... That game, I'm with you, Cam. Could be interesting. You never know. I don't know. Browns coming off that victory. I'm worried they're going to be a little bit too emotional coming off their first playoff victory, but we'll see. And going to move on to the NBA. I haven't really talked much about the James Harden trade, but I'm sure we'll get to that in a minute. But I did want to talk about DeMarcus Cousins talking about the trade and just how James Harden kind of handled the whole situation, talking about the disrespect and you know, calling the Rockets just not good enough, yada, yada, yada. How disrespectful was Harden handling this whole situation? Do you think if you are DeMarcus Cousins, you do feel like this was a lot of just disrespect? Or do you think Harden, I mean, he wanted out?
Well, DeMarcus Cousins was right in the sense of, like, you disrespected us by not showing up to training camp. Like, you disrespected the new coach by going AWOL and, like, not showing up. By doing all those things. Yeah, like, you didn't even try to make it work. So, I do think DeMarcus Cousins is completely right about that. That was disrespectful. Yeah. We haven't talked about the trade yet. We'll dive into that next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Yeah.
Playoffs kicking off on Saturday. It's going to feel weird going back to only four games. Sad.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Give me the six games
Poverty.
Back.
Poverty.
But FanDuel Sportsbook has the best way to make the weekend even more exciting. It's got a same-game parlay bet, and they're only available on FanDuel Sportsbook. A same-game parlay bet allows you to combine multiple bets from a single game for an even bigger payout. Take advantage of it during the divisional round this weekend. You can combine the money line with the over-under and player props. Oh, they got so many player props. They got alternate spreads. They got anything you want. Who scores the first touchdown? Who scores the last touchdown? Who scores the team's first touchdown? Does anybody score touchdowns? And best of all, FanDuel is letting you place a same-game parlay bet risk-free. All FanDuel customers, you can get up to $10 back on your bet if you don't win. The playoffs are the perfect time to get it a shot. Cam, we almost hit ours for the Bills game, right? The only thing we missed, I took Dawson Knox's over out because he didn't hit it. I knew he wasn't going to hit. They only throw it to him on the goal line. We just needed Nyheim Hines.
And he got stopped at the one twice.
We just needed Nyheim Hines to score a touchdown, and we would have hit our same game parlay. I would have turned $20 into $1,000 if Nyheim Hines just would have scored a touchdown, but he didn't.
He literally, they even gave him a wildcat formation at like the 3-yard line. I was like, oh, this
here
is it.
Here it is. And then I thought maybe they'll line up and go real fast to give him the handoff. They didn't. They
tried to sneak it.
Audible it out. If you haven't already, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up to get started. Use our promo code TALKSPORTS. That's promo code TALKSPORTS to sign up. If you are a current customer, you're all set. Just go check out the same game parlays only available on FanDuel Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund is $10. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. You can do same game parlays on NBA games as well.
Yeah.
Hey.
Those are fun, too.
I don't know how many NBA games we're going to get just because every day there's more cancellations and delays. But yesterday, big mega trade landed James Harden with the Brooklyn Nets.
Ooh.
Victor Oladipo in Houston, along with a bunch of draft picks and pick swaps.
Yep.
Jared Allen randomly ends up in Cleveland.
Hey.
And the Indiana Pacers get them a ball-handling guard off the bench, Caris LeVert, who, you know, can be a closer for them and also carry a bench unit. Cam, your initial thoughts?
I guess good James Harden got what he want. Brooklyn, if Kyrie comes back, is going to be a problem.
You mean like a good problem or bad problem?
It could be either way. For them, if they start clicking, a good problem. But also, I don't know where Kyrie's at headspace-wise.
Well, the last report was basically that he is him and Durant are having they have an icy relationship, and Kyrie is unhappy with Steve Nash.
Yeah, so that's not a good sign at all. But besides that, I mean, like, that's three top 10 players. Would you say three top 10 players on one team, or are you putting Kyrie a little?
I put Kyrie below the top 10.
Okay. Three top 20 players.
Yeah, three top 20 for sure, especially when Kyrie's cooking. I mean, Kyrie can be a top 15-ish guy, but top 10's reserved. He's not there.
But yeah,
Durant and Harden, though, are for sure. And like I said, both of those guys can at least stand up against the Lakers, Anthony Davis, and LeBron James. Now, I will say that it does seem like the rest of the league has zigged away from the big three. Like, it seems like across the league, everyone just wants two players now. And more depth. You know, like for a while, the craze was the big three, and then you start realizing, well, if one of those guys get hurt, there's no depth behind them, and you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Brooklyn kind of going back to that with the big three. And now they really don't have much depth, and they're one injury away from who knows what that team looks like, or one Kyrie Irving going AWOL away from who knows what that looks like. But they have, was it seven of the last 11 scoring titles on this team now?
Jeez.
Oh, man.
Would make sense. Holy cow.
They got guys that get buckets.
Yeah, they get some buckets. I think Houston's in a decent spot, too, after this, actually. Like, I think LeVert's a pretty good, or Oladipo's a pretty solid player. All those draft picks, of course, kind of like they won't be great draft picks, you know, just with the fact Brooklyn should be good. But I mean, draft capital's draft capital, and you got a ton of it. And I mean, you still got John Wall. John Wall's been playing well. LeVert's a solid, or Oladipo, I keep mixing them. Oladipo's a solid player too. So Houston will, you know, I think be able to tread water this year at least, and you know, make playoffs or something. But
yeah, which I saw they might end up trading Oladipo too. Mm. Like they said, Oladipo might not want to be in Houston. They don't have no problem like redirecting him for more assets. Like they were able to get a lot of their picks back that they have traded over the years during this, you know, Russell Westbrook getting and swapping him out and things like that. They have replenished that. I would say that the draft picks on paper are a lot cooler than they might actually end up being.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, if Brooklyn's picking into the first round every year, then you're just like, eh.
I mean, if the Lakers picks, for example.
Yeah.
Look at the Lakers picks they traded for Anthony Davis. Everyone's like, oh, they sent too many picks. What are they actually sending? The 30th pick of the, you know, the 30th pick every year?
I will disagree a little bit because remember the Nets did this before. They traded for the big three. Remember that? Mm-hmm. They had Paul Pierce, KG, all them. Uh-huh. And they had all those draft picks. And what did the Celtics do? They got a lot of decent picks off those draft picks. The Nets aren't going to be good forever. KD's not going to be there for 8 years.
Couple of questions / points. How old was Kevin Garnett when they did that?
He was older, yeah.
How old was Paul Pierce?
Yes, the players were not as valuable.
Who's in a better position right now, Boston or Brooklyn?
We don't know yet. Boston.
Okay, that's fine.
Brooklyn hasn't accomplished anything. Cool, you have three really good scorers. Is it going to work out? We don't know.
I mean, I would say Boston hasn't really accomplished anything either.
I mean,
Conference Finals.
Yeah, went to Eastern Conference Finals. Have a superstar in Jason Tatum because of those draft picks.
Brooklyn has three superstars now. They haven't accomplished anything, but they're superstars. I mean, you can't argue the fact.
I agree with that. I don't know how well this is going to work out. We don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows.
I don't know, but I'm going to say if you're pointing out the Brooklyn Nets trade with the Celtics, I would say that Brooklyn is in a better position 10 years later now than Boston is, or at least they're on equal playing fields. And Boston accomplished nothing during that time. They had all the draft picks in the world, and they got them Jason Tatum. That's cool. And they won a couple games in the conference finals. They didn't win a championship. They didn't get to the NBA finals. Yeah. They didn't go and land them a superstar through trade, like through the assets. Now they drafted one. And Tatum, I wouldn't say is a superstar yet, but I would say he's on the cusp. Okay. Yeah. He's a top 15 player.
Yep.
Jaylen Brown's good. Like he's a top 30 player. Like they got two stars, but at the end of the day, as you look here a decade later, 6 years later, 7 years later, I would say Brooklyn's in just as good of a position, if not better, than where Boston is.
I think you were tweeting about it yesterday, but the Knicks have to be sick.
Yeah. The Knicks have been trying to get stars forever, and now like the Brooklyn did that in 2014, and like, ha, joke's on you, and then, oh, wait, we'll just do it again 6 years later and do it better.
And the Knicks have got nobody except for overpaying Carmelo that one year, or that one time.
Yeah, but again, to me, the draft picks, again, do you think the Lakers have any regrets for trading the draft picks for Anthony Davis?
No.
Draven, you think they have any regrets for trading the draft picks for Anthony Davis?
No, they don't. They don't.
They got their championship. And, like, I mean, if you want to look at the trade that happened earlier this year, you think New Orleans is still doing backflips over getting those picks? Now, granted, like, trading Drew Holiday is a different caliber than trading James Harden. So the Pelicans might still be happy because, like, hey, we turned Drew Holiday into all these draft picks. But those draft picks are going to be in the low 20s, right? Or the high 20s, like the 27, 28, 29, like, the pick swaps are going to be there, too. Like, the pick swaps are overrated because for the next 5 years, I'm going to assume the Nets are better than Houston. It's like you're not going to be actually swapping those picks. You're just going to be keeping yours in the back of the first round. Mm-hmm. But if everything goes sideways and sure, and Kyrie goes crazy and Durant, tears his Achilles, or, you know, James Harden opts out and goes to free agent, like, it could go sideways. That's fine. But if you're Brooklyn and you have a chance to put those two to get three guys together and make a finals, I think you got to do it.
Yeah, got to take that chance. Yep.
It's not like you're mortgaging your future because, you know, your future already is kind of faulty because Kyrie's already going crazy and Durant already does have a ruptured Achilles. I don't worry about what happens 6 years from now. I'm trying to win championships now, because if you get two championships now or even one championship now, the next 10 years you're fine.
Yeah, honestly.
In terms of just, like, you know, your fan base, like, especially a fan base like Brooklyn that hasn't won anything ever.
Oh, yeah.
/ New Jersey, like, hasn't won anything ever. Just win one. And still all the headlines and billboards away from the Knicks. Like, you'll be happy. And you got two of the top six players in the world right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you might say seven or whatever, but, like, there's not very many players walking the world in the world is better than even chubby James Harden or coming off an Achilles, Kevin Durant.
I just don't know what KD's mindset is anymore. I thought he wanted to go kind of do his own thing and be his own team. What is this? If they do win a championship, are we still going to give KD the validation he's looking for?
Well,
Probably not.
Whose team is it?
It's KD's.
I think you answered your own question. It's his team.
You could say it was KD's war.
No, you couldn't, because Steph
had won the finals MVP.
But Steph had already been there and won a championship. He joined a team that had won a championship and won 73 games the year before.
Kyrie's won a championship before.
He has, but I don't know what that has to do with anything.
I'm just saying, championship pedigree, it's not like.
But he had joined Kyrie's team in Cleveland that won a championship. They started something from scratch together. Like, I don't diminish LeBron's rings when he went one-on-one with D-Wade and Bosh. Like, those rings count. But they built it together. Like, it started from scratch. Like, the Warriors were already a championship-level team, and Durant was just like, okay, I'll go there, and I'll take Harrison Barnes' role, and I'll do it much better. So, that to me, that's the difference. Like, if Durant wins one in Brooklyn, I think that it'll be completely earned and justified. And really same for Harden, too. Like,
I disagree. I think we're going to sit there and criticize them, especially if they lose. We're just going to bash on this team. We're going to be like, wow.
Oh, no.
KD can't win, like, with good teams. Like, only Golden State was the only team he could really elevate.
You are right about that in the sense of if they lose, like, the slander's going to be there because these are three unlikable guys. Like, I don't have a problem with Durant, but I understand if you hate Durant. And Durant makes it hard to like him sometimes. But Durant's cool with me.
Yeah.
Kyrie, like, is fun to make fun of. And Harden, you know, he's the guy who gets the most slander every year when he loses in the playoffs. So, like, no, if they lose, they are going to get fried.
Yeah.
But I think if they win, I would give KD credit for building this. I mean, it's no different than LeBron and Anthony Davis. I gave LeBron credit for winning a championship last year. He brought in Anthony Davis. It's no different than, like, trading for Anthony Davis is no different than trading for James Harden.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a little different. It's a little different. The Lakers were not already a decent team.
The Nets are 5-4 this year.
Kyrie's not playing. It's supposed to be Kyrie, KD.
If I'm Kevin Durant, I'm like, look, I need to make sure I have a second player. Me and Jared Allen's cool, but like.
But this is what KD signed himself up for. He signed this. He said, okay, I'm going to go play with crazy Kyrie.
Yeah,
but. And I'm going to go play with this team that's not. It's going to be just me. He knew this. There's a possibility.
He wanted a winning team, and so they're trying to provide him a winning team.
He knew Kyrie was not about basketball. He knew this. He knows Kyrie. They're buddies. They're talking at All-Star games.
I think the thought has been from day one also that, like, we have enough assets here and good young players that we can find a third star. Like, yeah. I do. They did start positioning themselves for that immediately. Like, they've been after Bradley Beal for a while, like, trying to get him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I do think the idea was always to get somebody else and, like, turn Jared Allen and Caris LeVert into somebody good.
Yeah.
Same as, like, LeBron signed with the Lakers saying, we'll either get somebody in free agency, like Kawhi Leonard, or we'll get Paul George. You know, it's supposed to be Paul George that year. We'll get Paul George or, like, Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball. That's a good trade asset, and we'll go get us a star. Like, we'll be fine.
Yep.
Now, again, Kyrie is the big question mark, and I don't even know if you need Kyrie on this team anymore.
No, you don't.
But you have three guys who can all go get buckets. I just don't know if you have anybody that's going to play defense in the playoffs.
That's the thing.
Like, Durant's a good defender. Harden's like a okay defender. I think it's the perception of him being awful is false now. Like,
he's been better.
Pretty good post defender. Can guard some oversized guys, but like. Yeah. Durant's going to have to guard the best player on the court every night.
Yep.
Can't put Joe Harris on him. Now, they'll still be able to, like, maybe improve their team after buyouts. You know, like, every year there's, like, a buyout that gets there, and you can add some veterans for cheap. Maybe they'll find a defensive stopper there.
Yeah, I think they got some, like, injury exceptions and stuff, too, from, like, Spencer Dinwiddie.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So they got a little flexibility, but.
Yeah, maybe Houston does right by PJ Tucker and buys him out, and then he ends up in Houston, and like, you'll get some defensive help. But, like, you know, if you're Durant, you're going to have to carry the weight. Like, you're talking about championships and, like, it being earned or whatever. Like, if they win a title, it's going to be because Durant was awesome. Because Durant's got to be awesome on both sides of the court, especially defense. Like, he's their best defensive player now. So I think for him, his like he's safe in terms of it mattering for him. Now, Harden getting the monkey off his back if Durant has to carry him, maybe that's a different story. And Kyrie, who knows? But
yeah,
we'll play some this or that coming up after the break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Hey, folks.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. This.
That.
This.
That.
This.
That.
This.
That.
This.
That.
This.
This. This.
Come on.
All right. Who's ready to play the debate segment known as This or That?
Let's go!
I am ready.
Cam's trying to avenge his loss from last week.
Robbery, but yes.
Okay, first up. Would you rather retire as a forgotten head coach with a winning record or a famous head coach known to choke and lose championships?
I gotta go with the no-name coach, but just has a decent amount of wins. I would like to have a winning record because that's always gonna be on your resume forever. I can always reference back to that. Oh yeah, I was above average in my profession. It's always nice to have that. Always nice to have that. Also, if I'm winning, so like, does this have a preference between like college or NFL? Not really.
No. I would say just put them both on the same level because okay. I don't want money to be a factor in this.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah. So like. Yeah. So if I'm going like in college 8-4 or NFL going 9-7 every year, all right, get a couple playoff berths maybe in the NFL, maybe make an appearance or something in the conference championship. I'm not doing anything crazy spectacular, but I'm still gonna keep getting jobs because people are gonna see that I can get you to at least that point a little bit. They're going to see the potential there, and they're going to be like, okay, we need to keep giving this guy a job, and I'll be able to keep getting my job, keep building my resume, stuff like that. I'll have a nice career. I don't need the fame. I don't need the fame and attention. I just enjoy coaching football. I'll take my wins and constantly having a job. When you are one of those guys that goes out there and ends up like blowing big games and stuff like that, it kills the whole psyche on your team. You end up getting fired at some point. It's inevitable. It's just kind of what happens. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy that's having to wonder where my next job is coming from when I know I pretty consistently should have a job somewhere.
I feel like I'm ready to call it. Draven doesn't seem interested in arguing. He just let Cam go for 4 minutes.
I was letting him do his thing, right? I was letting him do his thing. So we're talking about retire, right? Retire as the guy who chokes, retire
as
the average coach.
Both scenarios are retiring.
Right. So basically I'm going to retire as a coach who did nothing or retire as a coach who also did nothing but at least went to a championship game, right? That's basically what we're looking at here at our options. Do we realize how hard, how difficult, Hayden, it is to get to a championship game? Like, even if you
this
do continue
wants
to
be
lose
Dan
them,
Quinn.
Just think about it, though. Think about how difficult it is to get to a championship game. Yeah. So basically, you're choosing to be an average coach who, let's compare it to college, 8-4 every single year, right? Okay, well, how satisfied are we here at UT with 8-4 seasons consistently? How satisfied were we with Butch Jones going 8-4 all those years? Not very satisfied. Didn't really work out for him, right? But imagine if he were able to get to a national championship in one of those years. He'd probably still be here, honestly. Oof. He'd probably still be here. Getting to a national championship is so difficult, especially, again, going back to just focusing on college football. Just think about the challenge. Yeah, Alabama makes it look easy. These powerhouses make it look easy. But imagine just getting to one. That could literally save your career, especially for a team, for an organization, for a program, whatever, for a just doesn't have a lot of success. Doesn't get to go to a national championship every year. Who hasn't been a national championship in forever? That gets you so much further. Also, retirement, like, what are you going to look back on? Just being that average coach? Like, where are you getting when it comes to your legacy, right? Where are you getting at? Nowhere. Getting to a national championship at least is something. You're winning your conference championship. You're winning your big games against your rivals. You're doing everything you're supposed to, getting to that very point, to the end. And yeah, some people don't come. Some people come a little bit short. Doesn't hurt legacy. Look at the Bills. The Bills had a 30-for-30. They went to 4 straight Super Bowls. Did they win any of them? No. But we still pretty notable players. Pretty notable team. Pretty great run. We still look at it as a good run. Did win it. sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to get to the hoist up that trophy, right? But getting to that point, it's a process. It takes a lot. To retire at that point, I think, is more successful.
Yeah, worked out a lot for Dan Quinn's legacy. Sure did.
Went to one.
Yeah, and he blew it.
We're talking about multiple championships. We're talking about that coach that goes to multiple championships and at least has been to more than one. Dan Quinn went to one and lost. That's why he got fired. He didn't do anything other than that. He went to one championship and lost. If I'm going to multiple championships, there's some pride in that.
You can control your boys. Make your decision.
What are you thinking, John?
I think I'm going to let you make this decision.
This is tough. I think I'm going to have to go with Cam here.
Next topic.
Next topic is.
No reasoning. That just means he picked somebody out
Sounds
of just.
Like well, it was tough, but yeah. I thought Cam made a better argument.
Why? Yeah.
He doesn't know.
I don't know.
It's okay, Aiden. The question was stupid anyways, so if you're going to ask stupid questions, you're going to get stupid responses.
The game has been ruined.
It's hard to judge.
The game has been ruined.
They didn't get a rebuttal from Cam, so it's hard to judge. You want me to judge on not a non-rebuttal thing?
I kept bringing up Dan Quinn.
You did bring up Dan Quinn.
I expect
a better job of judging from you this time. I knew you weren't listening. That's why I let you pick.
No, I was listening. I was looking up.
Was Hayden listening? Yes, or was Hayden listening? Hayden was not listening because if you asked Hayden what he thought, he was like, well, Cam. I don't know why, but Cam.
Look what I was looking up right here.
What are you looking up?
So I was looking up past.
What does that have to do with anything?
College football
that
national
been
championship
from, that
losers.
Whenever you
I was looking
up
for an example that could have been lost here in the logic.
Nah, just you weren't listening.
That it proves that I was listening.
That could have been before. I don't know when you Googled that.
I was just on my phone. I literally opened up straight to
Let
it.
Let me see your text. Let me see what you've been doing. Okay. DMs. Let me see what you've been scrolling. All those things because you could be doing it any time.
Whoa! Close those pictures out.
I saw you just move it. I saw you
my
just
last
did.
Message at 12:07. Yeah.
There's more things than text. You were on your phone doing other things.
No, it wasn't.
He's sitting there Googling PS5 tricks.
Yep.
Tricks. See his Instagram. How many times have you posted your PS5? Let me check your Snapchat. I'll just here with my PS5 hanging out. I expect a better job judging this round. The credibility of the game is up to it. Up to you. Let's go.
What would you have went there, John?
I would have gone Draven, but you made the decision.
Thank you. But it's cool. It's cool.
Don't worry, Hayden. Not everybody's a great judge.
Thank you, Cam. Okay, second up.
Suck up.
Never be able to wear pants or never be able to wear shorts.
I'm going to have to go with never wear pants here. Mainly because, do your legs really get cold? Like when it's cold outside? Do your legs? Like toes, I get it. Hands, fingers, whatever. Yeah, they get cold. Do your legs, your actual legs, do you ever sit there and think, man, my legs, not your feet. Because your feet get cold. Everybody's feet. My toes are frozen right now. I'm freezing. But do your legs, your actual legs, from below your knee to like above your ankle, does that area right there get cold? I'm asking you right now, Hayden. I want a response. Do you ever say like, hey, that part of your leg is freezing right now. You have to do something about that to get that warmer.
I think my legs do get cold.
You never had cold knees? Like, knees be hurting when it's cold outside.
Cold knees? No. My feet get cold. That's it. Like my legs are not that cold. Your legs do not get cold. That's my whole point.
Mr. Heat Miser over here is...
Double up socks, cozy. Double up whatever. Your legs are not... That's like the least cold part of your body when it gets cold. Or am I wrong? Am I wrong in saying that? I feel like your ears, face get colder. Hands get cold. Even my arms get colder in my legs. Your legs don't get cold, especially for us males. You got some hair. You got some hair on them legs, don't you, Hayden? Hayden, you got hair on them legs, right?
I mean, limited, yeah.
Okay, so you got some hair. You got some hair on them legs, though. Let's see. You got some hair on them legs. Boy, look at that. Look. Come on. You telling me them legs getting cold? Get out of here, Hayden. Get out of here. Those legs do not get cold. You wear shorts all the time, my friend. You should know. You said the other day, I don't ever wear jeans. I don't ever wear pants.
I wear pants when I'm actually outside, like when I'm... But I'm just coming inside. I mean,
exactly.
There's no point wearing pants because you're inside all the time.
Because you know why? You're not hanging outside when it's 32 degrees out, are you? You're not.
No, not.
That's why you're wearing shorts right now, my friend. Thank you. There's my argument right there. Boom. Shorts. Shorts. You're not going to be wearing pants in the summer either. On the beach? Imagine wearing pants on the beach. Who does that? Mm. My goodness. Brutal. You're wearing shorts right now. You never wear pants. There you go.
All right. I'm on the beach. I'm not allowed to wear shorts. Bam! Breaking out that Speedo. Let's roll. All right, we're doing it. I don't have to wear shorts or pants there. The beach, I'm fine. I still have my options there.
The beach?
Not everybody doesn't get cold. You want to have the option to have pants on when it's cold. What do people love throwing on some cozy sweatpants and being all cozy and just sitting at home. That's a cozy day right there. Sweatpants are cozy. Pants are nice. What are you going to do when you have to go to a wedding or something formal? You're just going to walk in your shorts? You're doing that? You're going to be that guy? You're gonna ruin your friend's wedding by showing up in shorts.
Most weddings at least take place in the summer. I mean, spring weddings most.
You're still gonna be that guy in shorts, and everybody's gonna be like, "Who's this guy? What is this guy doing? Who's he? Why does he want to be the center of attention? The bride's gonna lose her mind on you. You may die that day. The bride does not want you to ruin her wedding, and you're pulling up in shorts. Oh my gosh, talk about bridezilla. You're going down. Ooh, man. You don't want to be in that situation.
I'm not a wedding crasher. I'm not going to a wedding every year. I go to a wedding once every, 4 or 5 years, if that.
All right, then you got to wear shorts.
I'm not worried about going to weddings.
Not ideal. All right, yeah. Okay, you may get a little hot sometimes wearing pants, but guess what? Pants come off. You can take them off.
Can you?
You can take them
off.
You
can just take off your pants
anywhere. When you're cold with your shorts, you can't put anything on top of that.
So you're telling me you're sitting on a plane, you're on a flight, and you're just going to take your pants off? Dude, that's just,
yes,
come
it's
on.
A pandemic. Nobody else is on the plane. They're not going to say anything.
You get tackled. But what's the secret guy, people on the plane, what are they called?
Air Marshal,
yeah. I could not.
Air
Marshal's going to tackle you. Go ahead, take your pants off a plane.
Be like, sir, please put your pants back on.
Probably.
Sir, your pants,
but guess what? Planes are actually... they have air conditioning. It gets cold on planes. You don't need to take your pants off. You're good to go. You're fine. I don't do anything where I'm just outside forever with pants on, like in the summer, like in the midsummer heat. Like you said, people don't go out when it's cold. When it's like 100 degrees, you're not casually like, wow, let me go jog right now. Let me go on a walk.
Some people like enjoying the warm weather.
No, they get up when it's cooler and they go. And then when it's cooler, you like when you're running and stuff, you like your legs warm. You ever seen athletes? You always wear pants to keep your legs warm when you're running. From the track days, that was a key. Your legs got to get warm. You're going pants. You're not warming up your legs in shorts. Get your pants on.
I've never seen track stars with sweatpants running out there on the track.
Pre-game. What was the actual question?
Never be able to wear pants or never be able to wear shorts.
Okay.
Points carrier Draven here. I don't know what Cam's talking about running with pants. I mean,
wow.
Maybe leggings, but.
I thought Cam argued it better, personally.
Really?
I mean,
at the wedding
Draven
point,
just said he doesn't get cold.
I mean, Draven, where you work at, I can't imagine they would let you work there if you're just rocking in shorts up there. Like, same as a wedding. Like, I feel like you could have said, like, hey, they got suits now that have shorts, but I don't think you could pull it off. But
there was a lost khaki shorts argument there, I think.
Khaki shorts aren't casual. Khaki shorts are fine. They're casual.
For a wedding.
The bride's going to love that. The
summer in July?
It might be time for you to grow up a little bit. You can't wear khaki shorts to a wedding.
Well, what about jean shorts?
Definitely can't wear jean shorts.
What about some jorts?
Yeah, no. You got to be able to wear pants, and I feel like that was a pretty good point.
Well, too late. Gave me the
he
point.
He did
move
say
on.
Every 5 years wedding, though.
Yeah, come on. You go to weddings all the time?
Yeah.
Or you get, I mean, the church.
You don't have friends?
Business meeting, job interview.
Plenty of people wear khaki shorts to church. I know that's for a fact.
Yeah, maybe up where you're at.
The white people church.
Not nice churches.
You don't walk into a black church. Oh, man, you getting beat out that door.
Can Cam go to a black church?
My mom would lose her mind if I tried to wear shorts in the church.
I think the point should go to Cam.
Did me overturn it?
I'm overruling you. Ooh. Since you did such a bad job last time. I'm sorry, Drew.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Plus, I don't feel like either one of you should get a point because I feel like you guys didn't argue the point exactly. I feel like you were just arguing for shorts and you were arguing for pants, not like what you would lose if you didn't get to wear them.
Well, that's what I said with like the beach. I was like, you may not be able to wear shorts.
Sure.
Stupid question again.
That's true.
Stupid question gets stupid responses is all I got to say.
Last call on the other side. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Your pet is an important part of your...
last call on the program. Let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving. You guys got a story?
I got one.
All right,
I
go
got
for it.
Update on Bitcoin guy.
Ooh.
What,
the one that got locked out?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to hear. Oh, the last two. I hope he never gets it back.
Ah, you're cold. What's wrong with you?
Because he did it because he was scared of banks. His reason why he didn't want to do it is because he was scared of banks. Sometimes you need somewhere safe to keep your money, bro.
Well, he has not used his last two passwords yet, but he is accepting his fate. So I think he's basically tapping out and saying he's not even going to give it a shot from here on out. He basically said he has made peace with forgetting his Bitcoin password that would turn him into a multimillionaire. And I think he's just basically accepting that he's not going to be able to figure this out.
I feel like a multimillionaire is really selling it low whenever he's going to be like a $220 millionaire.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a little bit of a difference than just being a multimillionaire. So
fair
he just
enough.
Gives up.
But yeah, it seems like he's giving up. And he's like, this is actually a really big milestone in my life where I sort of realized how I was going to define my self-worth going forward. It wasn't going to be about how much money I have in my bank account, he said. So I think he's like, okay, I'm going to use this as a learning experience. I'm not about the money does not make me. I make me. And so he's going to leave this $220 million in this thing.
He's probably rich already.
Yeah,
I would hope. I think he's already rich.
He lives in San Francisco. He's probably not doing too bad.
Very expensive bathroom.
Ooh, okay. Does it have 10 bathrooms?
Pump your brakes, kid.
10 bathrooms. No, no. The Washington Post is reporting that Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, who have Secret Service detail, have told them they cannot use their bathrooms. So the government was paying $3,000 a month and over $100,000 up to date to rent a studio apartment next door to their house that the Secret Service would then go use.
Excuse me? Not to the bathroom, but excuse me?
Yep.
Yep.
They were instructed not to use any of the half dozen bathrooms inside the couple's house.
Yep. How many people live in this house? Just them two?
I think they have kids. I think, but I don't know. So they searched for many months trying to find bathrooms to go to.
many months.
After resorting to a porta potty as well as bathrooms at the home of the nearby home of former President Barack Obama and the not so nearby residence of Vice President Pence, the agents finally found a toilet to call their own. But it cost the U.S. taxpayer since 2017 September more than $100,000 to rent a basement studio with a bathroom from a neighbor of the Kushner family.
I want them thrown in prison for this.
The neighbor's probably like, cha-ching, man. $3,000
yeah,
no a month.
Kidding.
Just to,
I want them in
this.
Jail for this.
Imagine getting proposed with that at your front door.
Yeah, I'll take it.
What?
For
this
sure.
is absurd. You have six bathrooms and you can't spare one?
What's a reason they
for people that are
this?
Supposed to save your life? Especially, I'm not catching that stray bullet for you at this point. You won't even let me use your bathroom. Are you kidding me?
I mean, I get not wanting people to use your bathroom, but like it's people that are in your house protecting your life. I do feel like it's a little bit different, right?
I'm going to sidestep that stray bullet next time it's coming by if you're not letting me use your bathroom. And we're paying for it? Oh, my gosh. I would have been pooping on their yard. I would have been doing it. I'm like, oh, sorry, I can't use your bathroom. Boom, right on your front steps. You're welcome. I'm here to protect and serve you.
If you're the neighbors, you're probably like, cool.
Yeah, the neighbors thriving.
Paying the mortgage each month.
I ain't mad at them.
I take that back. It's not paying the mortgage each month because if I imagine
they're very rich.
Yeah, I imagine if they're living next to them. That is not paying the mortgage.
They probably don't need. They probably could have just been like, hey, can we borrow your bathroom? And they probably just would be like, yeah, sure, why not? Because they're normal people and not.
It would be annoying for them to knock on the door all the way. So if I'm giving you a key, you got to pay me something.
Fair enough. If I'm protecting your life.
So they have to run all the way across the street
just
to take a leak.
I would be so mad.
I'm
risking my life for you and I can't use your bathroom. Are you kidding me?
The rest of the article has quotes from the neighbors, just all the neighbors in the neighborhood who don't like them.
Of course.
Yeah. They sort of came in with the attitude like, we are royalty. Then they put a porta potty right outside the sidewalk. We weren't allowed to walk on that part of the sidewalk anymore. So then everyone in the neighborhood was like, no, that's not. We're not doing that. We're not getting porta potties outside your house.
Oh, man. I would have. There's no way. There is no way.
So then, like, they noticed, the neighbors noticed that once the porta potties left, the Secret Service people were having to get their cars and leave to go use the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
That is that is so absurd to me. That makes me angry.
It's just off limits, man.
Should have rushed the bathroom.
Ain't nobody dropping any stinky loaves in here except me. What a box is
this. There's got to be like one of the six bathrooms is just on the far side of the building.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me?
Take out the trash, son.
Where's this house at? I need a location.
Ain't nobody dropping no sticky loaves off in here but me.
And we're paying for it. How does that not make people mad? Taxpayer dollars. Because people are too pretentious to let somebody else use their bathroom.
Taxpayer dollars. Flush down the drain.
Yeah.
What do you think, Draven?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you.
That might be the best joke of the week, right there. Joke of the week. We found it.
Wow. Thursday. I only got one day to protect it. Let's go. Always be on your game next 24 hours. All right. The drive's up next.